issue to the relevant government institutions. For example, the Ministry of Labour and Social Welfare handles reports and communication related to children and labour force, labour issues. The responsible government institution then prepares draft proposal for clustering the recommendations on different thematic issues. This proposal is discussed by the member of the national coordinating body. Once approved by the NCB, each institution prepares a draft report on the assigned thematic topics. All draft reports are submitted to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs within the reporting timeline. The ministry compiles all the reports into a single draft report and shares it with all institutions for comments. The process involves preparations and discussions of thematic issues, culminating in the submissions of comprehensive draft report to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Following thorough review and approval process involving all relevant stakeholders, the finalized reports are presented for policy reviewing and approved by the respected ministers of the contributing institutions. The role of national coordinating body is facilitating reporting and follow up with all regional and international human rights mechanisms, including the UPR. The national coordinating body functions as de facto national mechanism for reporting and follow up in Eritrea. Due to the lack of separate institution structure, each reporting entity is responsible for monitoring the progress impact of the recommendation under its mandate. Eritrea is the state party to 6 out of the 9 core international human rights treaties, each with its own reporting schedule. It is also state party to the African Charter and its additional protocols to the rights and welfare of the child. And challenges, the national coordinating bodies members often juggling other work responsibility, struggle to gather and analyze information in timely manner, leading to delays in report submissions. Additionally, a lack of expertise about human rights mechanism among NCB members propose a significant obstacle. The national coordinating body has not yet established a national database systematically manage all recommendations and observations generated by international and regional human rights mechanisms. Despite all this, the commendable efforts and experience gained in this area could serve as a strong foundation for establishment and national mechanism for reporting and follow-up, supported by enhanced capacity building and training. I thank you.
Thank you, dear colleague, and allow me, Vice President, to address observations related to the national legal system. The government of Eritrea has embarked on a comprehensive legal reform process guided by core values of social justice, self-reliance, peace and security, and national unity. This reform aims to create a legal framework that promotes sustainable development.